Alexa John Locke. It was reported by Amir Madani, a White House reporter under criminal Barack Hussein Obama's administration, that big city mayors have vowed to defy the law and the president regarding sanctuary cities harboring illegal aliens. As you may know, back in January 26th of 2017, several big city mayors across the United States vowed to defy the president's executive order that threatens to cut off federal funding to cities that offer some sort of protection to illegal immigrants in their communities. The question is, how did they approve the funding in the first place? If they can get you asking the wrong questions, America, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Furthermore, the law does not protect illegal aliens, it prosecutes them. Amar continued, the pushback came from these mayors when the president signed a long-anticipated executive order that directs the government to identify federal money it can withhold to punish so-called sanctuary cities. Since when did the federal government receive delegated authority from the American people to take their tax money and to reallocate it to the cities that are harboring illegal aliens? Amar added, the president had pledged to take action against sanctuary cities on the campaign trail. But as the president announced the order, as well as action to build a wall along the United States-Mexico border and hire thousands of new Border Patrol agents and immigration officers, leaders of some of the nation's biggest cities flatly stated they would not cooperate with the president, Amar wrote. And you need to ask why. This is not the president against the mayors. This is the mayors working against American law, and the law exposes the criminal. Amar reported, in New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio vowed that the action won't change how we enforce the law in New York City, said he. De Blasio said that the city has been able to dramatically reduce the crime rate in the nation's largest city. How did he do that? In part, he said, because relationships with the police department have managed to build the immigrant communities, the report continued. He added that if the president follows through with the plan, it would mean he's effectually cutting funding from the New York Police Department. In other words, through totalitarian methods, criminal Mayor de Blasio is attempting to use the law against the law. Here you have the criminal blaming the law for his crimes. Here in New York City and cities across the nation, this executive order could in fact undermine public safety and make our neighborhoods less safe, de Blasio said. What de Blasio said was that the enforcement of law could undermine public safety. Friends, he is the one personally responsible for the undermining of the public safety in the first place. Was America told that they were under an Islamic threat after September 11, 2001? Well then, how does this statement line up with the facts? Take a look at the Muslims from the East who are plundering countries that they are entering into. For example, Denmark, 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. In Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in just 6 months. That's equivalent to 780 every single day. Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year, 77% of all rapes by less than 2% Muslim. In England and in Wales, over 56% of the Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. In Belgium, 35% of prison population is Muslim, who makes up only 6% of the population. In the UK, Muslims fill 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. Yes, you heard me right. In the United States of America, 91.4% of Muslim refugees are on food stamps and 68.3% of the Muslim population are on cash welfare. Muslim migration has doubled in the decade since 9/11, and 60% migrants to America favor Sharia law. As a matter of fact, more illegals are coming across from the southern border. Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there, infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Here, I want you to put today's show up against what you're about ready to hear, okay? Because I'll tell you what, I'm more awake now than I ever have been. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, you're a pretty intense guy. Yep. And it's getting more intense because I am paying attention to what's going on in this country, because I have a great care for this country and first and foremost, the people in this country, and even going before that, the glory of God in looking out for the people and the country, right? By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Isn't that a perfect correlation scripturally? Absolutely it is. I want you to put this up again, as I said, up against today's show. John Adams, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity, right? Now I will avow, and that I then believed and now believe, that those general principles of Christianity, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were, eternal, and immutable, unchangeable, as the existence and attributes of God. Let's take that over to the Supreme Court during the founding era of this country. Had the people during the Revolution, the War of Independence, had a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle. At the time of the adoption of the Constitution and the amendments, the universal sentiment was that Christianity should be encouraged, but not any one denomination, right? In this age, there can be no substitute for Christianity. That was the religion of the founders of the Republic, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants. That's me and you. That was the Supreme Court in 1854. Here, putting this up against today's show, I want you to listen carefully. Delaware Constitution, before you could serve we the people, an acknowledgement of Christian belief was a requirement for holding public office during the years of the founding era. And by the way, it's still lived out its time, and it's endured the test of time, because still in the present, a majority, hands down, still put their hand on that Bible, swearing to the Christian God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus, to uphold the laws against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Now, we see that what they say concerning their oath, Numbers 30, verse 2, and Deuteronomy 23:23, it doesn't really matter what they say. Well, it does to them, and it does to us, because it brings a curse when they don't uphold it, first and foremost, unto themselves, and then unto the people if they don't hold them accountable, Galatians 6, 7, and 8. But again, friends, I want you to understand this was exactly who we are, and it's what we've always been. Each member of the legislature, before he takes his seat in office, shall make and subscribe the following declaration. I do believe in one God, the creator and the governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the evil. George Mason, the father of the Bill of Rights, goes on and says, as nations cannot be rewarded or punished in the next world, so they must be in this. That's what's happening today. By an inevitable chain of causes and effects, providence punishes national sins by national calamities. When does that happen? When we no longer take heed to his commandments, okay? It's just the truth of the matter. If you'd like to contend for the faith, Jude 3 and 4, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Let me bring you over to the UK really quick just so you guys can understand what's happening here in America, because Americans are being warned about these infiltrators, these invaders, and how they are invading office for the mere purpose of conquering who we are. Again, it's not the bad guys that are in control. It's the Lord under control and in control of all things at all times, either under the blessings or the curses, Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. So we go over to that of the UK. We go to Broomsgrove. The name, Saheed Javid. Okay? He is from Pakistani. Okay? He is a mayor in the UK. Shabana Mahmood, Birmingham. Okay? She is the mayor in, again, Birmingham, Pakistani. Going on, ministers in the House of Commons, Shahid Malik Dewsbury, Pakistani. Mayor of Tooting, Sadiq Khari, Pakistani. Again, going over to Broomsgrove, Saheed Javid, Pakistani. Nas Ghani Weldon, Pakistani. Raymond Shahisti, Gillingham, and Rainham, Pakistani. Folks, these are English countries. These are all Muslim mayors. These are appointed over the people of England now. They've taken office. They're conquering, right? Isn't that what they said that they wanted to do? Yep, it's exactly what's happening here in America. Sadiq Bhatti, Meriden, mayor, Bangladeshi, okay? I'm sorry, Pakistani. It's kind of difficult to read some of their names. Roshana Ara Ali, Bangladeshi mayor over in Bethnal Green and Stephanie. Enfield North, Pharrell Clark, Turkish. Tulip Sadiq, Hampstead, British. Going over to different portions and other portions of what's going on over in England now. Folks, every single one of them, Pakistani, 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 Pakistan. They're all Muslims ruling over the people of England. Now, how did they get there? Well, it's something that I've been saying and I've been blowing from the rooftops for decades. For decades. What do they do? The said representatives initiate the demoralization of the people by normalizing crimes against heaven called homosexuality, lesbianism. The list goes on. Who's on the heels of the homosexuals, that which the Lord condemns in every state of our union today? Who's on the heels of the sodomites, friends? The Muslims, what do? Methodically, they play out the exact same methodology by playing the victim while they attack. Now, I could go back, and I just want you to understand, I can keep going on for another 15 minutes saying all these foreign names, and they're members of the Lords, they're members of the cabinet of the House of Lords, they're ministers in the House of Lords, they're all Muslims. Do you understand, America, what's going on here? Okay, ministers of Scotland, the South Parliament, Pakistani, members of Scottish Cabinet, Pakistani, Scottish Government Junior's Minister, Scottish Parliament, Muslim. What's happening in America? You're being infiltrated. Where are they headed? Towards office. for what? To do the same thing. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Nick Hillman. I found it very difficult to find a local church to attend that wasn't compromised or teaching false doctrine. I've been listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty on Sunday mornings. If you're looking to get fed by the Word of God through Holy Spirit-led church on a weekly basis, join us on Sunday mornings or listen when you can. Bradley digs deeper and gives simple, clear understanding to the Word of God. I have never met anyone like him. He's a biblical encyclopedia that walks the walk and talks the talk, a true follower of Jesus.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Right, DIDF, yep, seen it. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to remind everybody listening today that the people that are listening to this show today to share the content, to be involved as to what's going on in our country, we alone under God could change the country. Don't be looking to one man, don't be looking to one person outside of Christ to fix the problems that you're unwilling to fix for yourselves. Because the truth of the matter is we have the power belongs to the people, and this is what the corrupt in the halls of government and in the buildings across America within the churches have taught the American people, that somehow or another we're supposed to submit to corruption. Absolutely incorrect every step of the way. That's why I continuously highlight these cups on social media platforms. It says resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. That is a motto and a slogan given unto us by our forefathers. Romans 12:21 precedes Romans 13. Okay, just wanted to make clear. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, social media platforms, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is very... It's a very terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Now let me move on here because we've got a lot to cover. Americans, isn't it very telling that foreigners are contending for office in America? Look what's going on in Minneapolis. Look what's going on in New York. I'll highlight some of this stuff. Look what's going on all over the country. Look what's going on in Texas. Look what's going on in Michigan, right? I mean, for those that think that this isn't going to touch you, it's coming to your front door, Amos 6:3, okay? Remember how I told you it's happening all over the country? Absolutely it is. Did you watch the video? Did you hear the video before the show today? Did you hear about all of the mayors in America that were alluring them into the country? Matter of fact, what they even went so far as to tell you, friends, is that it was safer because of the illegals in our country. Do you understand? You need to understand that what's happening in your country, friends, your said representatives installed, almost every single one of them, installed, not voted in by the people. They are literally telling you the opposite of what the truth is. Isaiah 5:20. Exactly that. I want you to listen to this really quick in case you missed it. This is something that I played before the radio show during the break. And I want you to listen to the statistics as to what's going on across the world where there's Muslim infiltration. I also want you to remember that it's your said American mayors and your said governors, as well as your said representatives, that are alluring them in here by telling you the opposite concerning the truth of the matter. Listen carefully to this, folks. They are entering into, for example, Denmark, 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. In Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in just 6 months. That's equivalent to 780 every single day. Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year, 77% of all rapes by less than 2% Muslim. In England and in Wales, over 56% of the Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. In Belgium, 35% of prison population is Muslim, who makes up only 6% of the population. In the UK, Muslims fill 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. Yes, you heard me right. In the United States of America, 91.4% of Muslim refugees are on food stamps and 68.3% of the Muslim population are on cash welfare. Are you seeing what's happening here, friends? Are you seeing what's happening? Again, I'm not going to drop the ball on this, but I'm still waiting for all of the prosecutions concerning all of the governors and the mayors that illegally and treasonously allured the illegals into America. It's by design, people. What I just highlighted a moment ago is at the beginning of that video, it shows the mayors standing up concerning their act of treason in defense of those that they treasonously allured into America. And they're still doing it today. Look to Chicago right now. Folks, it's the act of treason punishable by death. But somehow or another, the people in this country are just going to give them a pass. Oh, they're good people. Remember what the former mayor of New York said. You know what? Our communities are safer by having these people come into America. Well, another thought that I brought up was during the first segment was the sodomites. What happens as your said representatives are being extorted and everybody and their dog, cat, hamster, and parakeet now know what I've been trying to tell them for 15 years is true. Again, it's amazing. The first thing they did is they had to demoralize the people. And what do? Well, back in the early 2000s, they started to normalize and attack the family. They've been doing that for a long time, but I'm just talking about in general by supporting and advocating their propaganda agenda by normalizing men wanting to be with men, which is a crime. It's felonious activity in every state of our country. And what I told you right off the bat, because they were the ones that were attacking my ministry while they were playing the victims, only to find out who now is the victim and who now is the perpetrator. Remember, their slogan is sex before eight before it's too late. Nobody wanted to hear about that, right? Well, guess what we have now? Now we have said representatives in office dressing as women. And guess who they are, friends? As I was telling you that the Muslims are writing methodically out exactly how the Sodomites have played it. They play the victim, they attack the system. They play the victim, they attack the system. And who promotes it more than your said representatives that demoralize the American people along with the CIA-controlled Mockingbird media? And the people still put up with it. And the people still put up with it. Now, the point that I wanted to make here, friends, is the Sodomites, once the people gave them a green light and said it's okay to do that, and not realizing what was happening in schools like they do now, how their kids are being made a prey, how they're being, again, subjected to everything and protected from nothing. It's interesting how it went another step, and I warned of that as well. I said, people, it's not going to stop here because you need to understand a man without grace is half beast and half devil. We're dealing with full devils now, full-blown devils. And I said it wasn't going to stop there. Leviticus 18, 22, 20:13, Jude 1, 7, Romans 1, 26, to the end of the chapter, okay? And then it was going to move into what we see today, where men are now dressing as women, basically alluring these illegals in. But the first thing they had to do is demoralize the people, because if I can demoralize you, I can control you. That's what's happening. That's exactly what's happening. Let me show you what's happening in the state of Minnesota right now. And I am embarrassed. I'm ashamed for the best that we have in office today. And this is a man dressed as a woman. And I want you to listen to this sick abomination, Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. Because this individual doesn't belong in office. He belongs in prison, at least for a moment, until he's properly judged by a jury according to the word of God. I want you to check this out.
Argument for this bill was we need to stop providing undocumented individuals health insurance, because providing undocumented individuals health insurance creates, quote, a magnet for people from foreign countries.
This is a man dressed as a woman.
So hard to become a magnet for people.
They're
from
confessing
foreign
to treason right in front of us.
See more businesses created that develop the future of the Minnesota's communities.
I want you to understand how sick the American people are to tolerate this. Because while the people submit to a small portion of an oligarch in federal government who illegally sanctioned the murder of over 80 million babies, we now have men dressed as women alluring in the illegals into our country to take the position of our own descendants. That's how sick. No, folks. This is a reflection of the American people. That's what this is. That's what this is. This thing right here just got done telling us that it wants to be a magnet for the illegals. It is confessing to the act of treason, and somehow or another, they're still in there. And when you ask the best that you have in office, that's all they do now is just complain about what they tolerate, which in fact is the fruit of they themselves. This is a crime. This is an abomination. This is treason. Folks, and yet they go uncharged. You know who's under attack today? Those that call them out for who they are according to the law. Our said representatives are supposed to uphold the law. And by the way, we have 300,000 pulpits in America today that remain in silence while their own posterity is being assailed by a bunch of men dressed as women confessing to treason. Whoa, you're embarrassing. You really are. You're pathetic is what you are.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. 833-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget.
Hey there, I'm Brittany Hillman. I'm proud to call Bradley Dean with Sons of Liberty a teacher, a brother, and a friend. In God's perfect timing through the Holy Spirit, Bradley is the only person that has ever taught me the truth behind the process the Lord was bringing me through while breaking me down to make me anew. Being raised in church my whole life, I have never been to a church like this before. Bradley doesn't waver from the true gospel, and he won't compromise the truth even if it means standing alone.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I also wanted to let you know, friends, that this is going to go in stride. And it's going to go... Now, this is going to go to another level. It's just so you know, it's not going to stop. Well, you're being invaded, and you're being invaded because of what you tolerate, Americans. Hey, don't sit there and tell me this is hate. It's love. I'm hated for my love. I'm warning you of the impending dangers. That's love. To say nothing, that's hate. You have it backwards. Leviticus 19:17. Men dressed as women, sodomites in office, and you expect a different result concerning what's going on, and nobody being prosecuted. Let me go back to Minnesota really quick. There's actually a woman trying to be a boy, but still maintains that she's a woman. Isn't that amazing how it testifies against themselves? The men act like the woman, and the woman act like the men. That's an abomination, folks. That they're proving the point that the Lord's making. But this individual in the state of Minnesota is now saying that she wants to create a bill to protect perpetrators, sodomites, pedophiles. No joke. In the investigation, now listen, reveals the disturbing stats that this woman that acts like a boy trying to protect the pedophiles, they found that six individuals caused harm to over 174 people in 18 months. These are the ones she's trying to protect. That's the average of 29 victims per perpetrator, shedding light on the gravity of the actions. And yet we have representatives trying to rehabilitate these repeat offenders. I had a woman today. I almost couldn't believe it, but I can, because they're the reason. It's the American people that are actually encouraging the actions of these individuals that are committing crimes against our children. It's the people. This woman said, you know, there's going to be child predators that are going to, they're going to repent on their deathbeds and then they're going to go to heaven. You're sadly mistaken. They crossed the line. Ask those in prison. Ask those that take them out when they get to prison why they're in prison in many cases, because the judge didn't do his job by putting a stop to their crimes. So when they get in prison, the other prisoners that have been violated by such people deal with them for a sense of justice and closure concerning the violations that they have actually endured by the people that are tolerated in office in America today. I mean, it is just that sick. It really, truly, this is a reflection of what the American people will tolerate. Here, let me show you another thing, because dates are coming in right now. Dates where we go out and actually practice what we preach in other cities and other states across the country. You know, one of the things that people have been asking me over the last 6 months before we get dates, Bradley, so do you support Donald Trump? Do you submit or do you support, forgive me, support Donald Trump? No, I support the U.S. Constitution. I support the laws. I mean, have you not come to the conclusion that they're selected and not elected by the people yet? Have you figured that out yet, people? No, you haven't. You're still holding on to your political idol only to bring a curse to another level. And it's exactly what's happening. I want to show you this. Just was released just a couple minutes ago, and I just caught on to this, and I just wanted to show you how the victims are now, we're starting to hear the voice of the victims concerning the pedophile in the people's office. So there's your answer.
Big thing here, no on rape, yes on sexual assault, $2 million for that, yes on defamatory statement, $20,000 for that, other reputation repair, $1 million, and $1.7 million as well, and making the statement Mr. Trump acted maliciously out of hatred, ill will, spite, or wanton, reckless, or willful disregard of the rights of another. The answer to that, the final question, was yes. And the damages for that were $1.7 million.
Wow, that's all you have to do to become the president of the United States of America is just ask your buddies over at the mainstream media, all of those useful idiots over there that are extorted as well, doing what they're told to do as they read the teleprompter. Hey, will you do me a favor? Just conceal all this information until I become the president. And then when I get there, the people are going to love me so much no matter what I say. They're just going to follow me right into the hell I'm creating anyways. Literally. Psalm 9, 16 and 17. Here's another one for you. I think you might need to hear this just to understand the severity of the crimes of the pedophile that remains in the people's White House, who's doing his best to cover up for the crimes, as the mainstream media is doing their best to use this as smoke and mirrors to get you off basically the idea that they came up with concerning the bills they just passed, called the Big Beautiful Bill, to surveil you, to control you, and then also the Genius Act to basically create a digitized system so they can have absolute control over your life. You think I'm kidding? It's already happening in other countries right now, friends. And guess who it's all starting with? Yours truly, the father of the vaccine. You know, the guy that's profiting from another crime that he's perpetrating. Listen to this one, folks. Tell me what you think. 281-845-4704.
7 times flying on Epstein's plane.
7 times.
97 times pleading the fifth. 34 felony convictions. 91 criminal charges. 26 sexual assault allegations.
This is your said president.
6 bankruptcies. 5 draft deferments. 4 indictments.
He's a draft
dodger.
2
impeachments. A fake university and 1 fake charity both shut down.
Wow. Setting up fake fronts, friends, fake charity, so he can make money.
off the ignorance of his worshipers. Yep, I guess that's hate to try to tell you you're being played like a deck of cards. No, quite frankly, I'm tired of it. So does that answer your question? Does Bradley Dean support this? No, I support the law that condemns scoundrels like that, just for the record. I want to show you what's going on while you're being entertained for the most part concerning what's going on with all these smoke and mirrors and all these distractions going on right now. I want you to listen carefully as to what's going on. Do you guys all remember this thing? Her name is Linda Sarsour. She's been out there since criminal foreigner, just ask him, Barack Hussein Obama was basically the said president of corporate America for two terms while he attacked the system of our government for over 8 years and the American people let him. What's interesting to note about Linda Sarsour is she's been spewing her anti-Americanism and her rhetoric out since that time, and she's still out doing it. And I'm just trying to show you folks, it's rather odd to me how foreigners are contending or playing out a front to be used as a political battering ram to upend the U.S. Constitution, such as Linda Sarsour. But I just wanted to let you know they're still out there, and somehow or another, the mainstream media gives them all the attention that they need. You see how that works? All the attention they need. Listen to this.
To die a martyr.
She wants to die a martyr.
In Islam, we believe that when we are born, the day that we die is already decreed.
The day that we died is the day that's already decreed. I mean, who's this woman kidding me? I mean, sounds like she's been hanging out in North Minneapolis where I was born and raised. Where you're in a cesspool of all these ethnicity groups. Not at war with each other, but they all seem to sound the same. I mean, she's a white Muslim acting like she's a black lady. Isn't that insane? I mean, that's crazy. I'm going to die a martyr, she says. Yeah, she says she wants to die a martyr, she says. Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. And the moment we was born, we're going to die. And that's our glorification, she say. That's what she say. Isn't that a little weird? I mean, she sounds like she's been listening to the CIA infiltrated rap genre. Oh, that's not a joke neither, by the way. You know, all that gang talk and all that tribal talk and all that weird talk about demoralizing who we are and shooting each other up and smoking dope and having playing a pimp and having prostitutes and making money and smoking dope and advocating for everything our laws stand against. That's all CIA backed. And it sounds like Mrs. Sarsour has been listening to that nonsense, that junk. And in fact, our laws condemn that junk. But it's not amazing. I want you to listen to this. Listen to this guy. He's an imam. Just again, so you can understand the severity of the attacks going on against you and your posterity.
America, the Prophet ﷺ's companions left Mecca to go to a land that had no Muslims. We are in this country purely for the sake of Allah.
America.
You don't know why your purpose is here.
As we're here living in the U.S., what is our role now? Allah is saying, do not obey the disbelievers. Don't yield to them. And then he gives us the process of what to do next. وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا. And so make jihad against them.
Do you understand what, folks, they're calling for war against you.
For this is unbelievable.
Well, folks, they're calling for a jihad against you. Do you understand what's going on? And this is what the media and the mayors and the governors are defending. Again, you can't make it up. Here's another one. This is a Somalian. Again, they don't qualify for office in America, for the record. They put their hands on the Quran, which runs antithetical to who we are. That means they are attacking our system of government. They ask for help from their war-torn culture. They get it from the people. Then they attack the people. That's why Europe and Poland and France and Germany and the UK are rising up in the millions demanding deportation. You want it to get to the point where it has to happen, where you have to suffer the abuse before you actually respond to it? Well, that's what's happening. You're under attack, Americans. And while you're being entertained by the current administration, this is what's going on in fact. It's exactly what's going on. Here, listen to this one if you don't believe me. Here's another one for you.
How can the politics...
Here, I'm going to come right back, and she's going to tell you, just like Ilhan Omar talking about the Somalian president, her president. And she's going to talk about America is now their country, and now it's their Somalia. Do you understand? You're being dispossessed. America, you need to repent. You need to repent. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today. BBSRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back again. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I want to bring you back over. I want to bring you back over to what I was just playing during the end of the last segment, and then we came up against the hard break. This is a, listen carefully, she calls herself a Somalian main rep. Her name is Deka Dalek, and the goal is help our country of Somalia, okay? Let's listen to what she has to say. This is happening in America behind the smoke screen of what's going on. Here, I want to tell you how you stop all this. You lay the axe to the root of the tree. You bring justice and judgment. Okay, anyways. We've heard that so many times, Bradley. You're losing credibility. No, you're losing ground. You're losing your freedoms. You're losing your possession. You're losing your posterity. You're losing everything that you have. And you get mad at me for trying to tell you how to put a stop to all of this. Shame on you. Because I ain't taking it, period. Listen to this whatever you want to call it.
How can the politics in Somalia can be, you know, resonate what we have here in the United States, the democracy that we have? How can you help us, you know, be a better country and build back what we used to have back in long time ago? So hopefully we will be able to help our country, our former country, Somalia.
Okay, so again, you hear what she's saying. I'm not going to take it out of context. I think what she's saying is her country's been destroyed. And I don't know if you've ever seen Black Hawk Down, friends, but that was another war that we had no business in. We had no business being over there. It was a civil war. Let them deal with their own wars, friends. Are you tired of that? Isn't it interesting, folks, how this has been normalized in America by the governors, by the mayors? And if you don't go along with them, then you're a racist. Well, then I guess I'm a racist. When you commit the act of treason, you come in on the good graces of people, you fail to assimilate the way that you promised to, and then you begin to attack that system of government. No, no, no. It's not an issue of just deporting you. It's an issue of lawfully dealing with you. Okay? You want to be soft on a crime? What you're doing is you're creating hardened criminals is what you're doing. And it's exactly what's happening today. I want to show you what's going on over in England. And this, I mean, as you all well know, folks, this is all propped up as well. And they're about as sick as they get. They got a long lineage of a bunch of abominable individuals that want you to believe that somehow or another they're royalty. And I'm talking about King Charles. And he's inaugurating, guess what? The Islamic Center. Oh, and don't think it's just happening over in England. Remember who called up for an inaugural prayer by a Muslim cleric. His name is Donald Trump. Don't forget who gave three times that of Barack Hussein Obama concerning charity groups, namely Islamic charity groups, more than Donald Trump did. Donald Trump did. Just so you know. I want to make clear, you understand it's happening all over the world.
Assalamu alaikum.
This is King Charles.
In this milestone anniversary year, I can only say that it is with enormous pride and admiration that I join you all here today to pay tribute to this remarkable center as it celebrates four decades.
This is England. This explains why England has fallen, as they say. I'm not going to give them that credit. But the bottom line is whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. He's sitting there praising these foreigners that are coming into their country and plundering them. And they made way to plunder them. And again, I think everybody understands because this is probably the third or fourth time now I brought it up, that we have rabbis in America that are saying that Muslims are the broom they use to sweep away their political opposition. These are the Zionists that are behind. Folks, these are the minions. If you want to see Satan incarnate, that's who it is. You don't have to go much further than that. They always put up an enemy that they want you to war against. Well, they keep their eyes off the guilty, they themselves. It's military tactics, friends, is what it is. Did you know that during World War II, did you know that basically during that generation, what they did to deter and basically put the fear of God literally in the enemy, did you know that they had a lot of blow-up tanks and they put them in certain parts of the country and all of those that were doing reconnaissance, those foreigner, the enemies that we were warring against with when they came back and they did recon, they wanted to see what was going on. Well, they were searching and spying on us. Well, guess what they were seeing? They were seeing at a distance all of our false tanks. And the fact of the matter is they were fake. Well, that's what the Zionists are doing with the Muslims. So be careful of hating those that are actually victims. And also be careful of loving those that are doing the oppressing. Because we're seeing much of that today. Let me keep going here for the sake of time. Here's another one we're talking about. Isn't it very telling that foreigners are contending for office in America today? You guys have all heard of this Zohran Mamdani. Same thing we have here in Minneapolis, Fatah. And what they're doing, folks, is they're trying to establish a foreign system of government in our cities. I want to say again, constitutionally, they do not qualify to run for office. So why is this not being condemned? And the other question you need to ask yourself is why are they getting all the media attention that they need? I can tell you why. Because you have international criminal, George Soros, at it again, if he's not already controlling some of our U.S. Attorney generals in the states, in the United States of America, he's also funding these individuals that mean to be used as a political battering ram to upend who we are as a people. Now, listen carefully as to the guy in New York. You probably have heard of him, Zohran Mamdani. I want you to listen carefully to what he says, because he is confirming everything I'm showing you right now. Okay?
I'm asking you.
I'm running.
He said, I'm running for mayor, he said.
You're going to run for mayor, you have to denounce it. You denounce that.
What is He's saying you have to denounce what you're trying to advocate for. He said, we came here to remake the state in the image of our people.
Trump describes as the enemy within. We came here to remake the state in the image of our people.
Hey, he's not not saying it, folks. It's the same thing with Ilhan Omar. They're saying America's the problem. White people are the problem. I'm not trying to, hey, folks, again, I'm for reformation. I'm not for insurrection. But I'll tell you what, it does get to the point where the people have to stand up and enforce the law. Because what's happening, what's being perpetrated, is from our said representatives who are running in contrast to their own oaths. Let me show you another video of this guy who's running for office in New York City. This is the guy everybody's worried about, but yet again, he does not qualify to run for office in America. Listen carefully.
It's hospitals. How can you protect them?
Here's the thing. The Donald Trump administration will use the fact that they fund 7% of our city budget as leverage over us to try and give up whichever category of New Yorkers they are pursuing in that day. Ultimately, what we need to do is tell those same institutions we will provide them that funding, and we'll get that funding by taxing the 1% and the wealthiest corporations right here in New York State.
Thank you so much.
Okay, it's the same thing, folks. But again, who's propping this guy up to do what he's doing? It's the right blaming the left and the left blaming the right, yet they're both guilty of perpetrating this agenda. Let me go over to AOC. You guys all remember that when she first came in, did you guys know that there was actually reels and we played them online for you, that she's an actress? We have people inside of the halls of government now, and I'm talking about those from a bird's eye perspective that know what they're talking about in the sense of actually telling you what needs to be said, that they're literally, they're all actors. They're all doing what they're told to do. Well, that includes AOC. Okay, she's here endorsing Zohran Mamdani, who is not qualified to run for office in America. Here again, right? Folks, they're perpetrating all of this against the American people. You're being dispossessed. He's not qualified. Neither is Fatah from the state of Minnesota, okay? So you see who's doing all this. This is your said representatives, okay? Let me bring you to another one while we got time. Here's another one. This is Zohran Mamdani running for office, and people are fighting over the fact, wait a second, where did this guy come from? Who gave him the money? And why is he on TV all the time? Because he is installed. That's why. Check this out.
Where the mayor will use their power to reject Donald Trump's fascism, to stop mass ICE agents from deporting our neighbors,
you see what's happening?
And to govern our city as a model for the Democratic Party.
Okay, well, here's the deal. If they were all deported the way Donnie said he was going to deport them, when in fact he's doing just the exact opposite, you can see that concerning his first omnibus bill. It funded our foreign enemies, friends. And as I said during the last segment, in fact, here, I'm going to go ahead and carry this one over. For all of you affiliates, thank you. We're going to go over on social media platforms for a couple minutes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya. As I said during the last segment, friends, Donald Trump is funding this. Now, here's the point. If ICE was really put in place to remove all of the illegals, let me ask you the question. Why is it that those that allured them in treasonously, how come he has not rounded them up first and foremost? Because they were the ones that helped this along in the first place. I told you during the last segment that Donald Trump, go cross-check everything I'm telling you. Go to Judicial Watch, type in Tom Fitton. He was the only one that told anybody about what was going on. Well, Donald was promising during his first criminal tenure to make America great again. What was he doing? He was funding Islamization of America three times more than Barack Hussein Obama. Why is that a thing that is just unbelievable? And why would you believe otherwise when you don't believe the media? Again, you judge him by his fruit. How come these guys haven't been rounded up yet? How come the best that you get from the said president of the United States of America is to basically merely name call all of these that mean to upend who we are? Is that how you make America great again? Is that how you do this, America? Or do you actually do what you say you're going to do? He never built the wall. You should ask where all that money went, friends. He never built the wall. This illegal allurement from our said representatives has been going on for a long time. It didn't just start 6 years ago, people. It's been going on for a long time because they have to have the support in numbers that they want you to believe that they already have. They don't have it. That's why they're alluring them into the country in the first place. When the American people get rid of this idea of this two-party system and that we're ruled by law, it's all going to stop. But I can tell you, and I've said this before, every single time that I go back to a place that I spoke to before, those people completely forgot everything I said when I told them about a two-party system, which John Adams himself said it was the greatest evil under the Constitution. But they keep playing the game. They keep playing the game, and the American people are going right behind them. I'm going to go ahead and play this one so I don't have to regurgitate this tomorrow. And this is in Michigan, where a said Hamas supporter stated on TV that America must be destroyed. This is coming from PragerU. I don't know if there's any credibility with the guy. I know he's an arrogant human being. But I want you to hear for yourself this individual talking about, oh, and by the way, know who created Hamas, just like you need to know who created ISIS, okay? Creating monsters, friends, who work for the objective. Understand, they need a monster to destabilize. Remember the brown shirts under Adolf Hitler? What were they appointed to do? Go out and create the problem. Who created the brown shirts? Adolf Hitler. Who played the problem solver after they created the crime? Adolf Hitler. That's how he garnered control over the people. How did he garner control over the people? That's all he had to do is watch the people freak out when they were attacked by his brown shirts to only come in on the other side and blame his political opposition for what it is that he created. How do you think he started the war? Americans. I'm really hoping people are smarter than this. And I know that there's a lot of smart people that watch me, and I appreciate you. But my goodness, folks, we got to do our job and open our mouth. Let's go to Michigan and listen carefully as to what this individual that came into America for help, because he was afforded asylum, who did not come to assimilate. I want you to see what his objective is, what his intent is.
Is going to be more of the message that should be sent to the people here, in that they have achieved victory. We haven't done anywhere near enough. And the people here, I promise you, we do feel ashamed. We do feel like we're not doing enough. Change needs to come, because change must come. And in the form that it must come is that the American empire that's been hurting our people, they must fall. And inshallah, they will fall. And my message to the people of Gaza and the oppressed peoples across the world is that there are people here, both young and old, who are going to be willing to fight and are willing to put their lives and everything they can on the line to bring these empires down.
And by the way, just to take it a step further, in truth be told, because I don't want dirty hands on, I don't want a dirty hand here and I don't want a dirty hand here. I want to stand on the side of the Lord. Much of what they're telling you is true. Remember how I told you I was on Stan Monty's show on Saturday? Remember how I told him and he just kind of paused because he's never heard it before? That you're hated by countries all over the world that are now here, by the way, military-aged men, to get back for what the American people allowed their politicians to do to their prospective countries. Much of that's the chickens coming home to roost. So much of what they're telling you is true. They want revenge for what the American politician and the American people did to their country. Hey, folks, this is an issue of being on the side of the truth. For me to sit there and side with a bunch of criminal scoundrels in the People's White House and try to justify what is unjustifiable concerning the crimes that are being committed, just like in Israel today, modern day Israel, is to be accomplices to the crime, and I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be that guy. I don't care if people hate my guts for telling the truth or not. It's on you. You can die with the lie. I'm not going to, because liars have their part in the lake of fire. I'm not going down that road. Let me also take you over to the fact that in Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I remember a video came out probably 10 years ago, maybe 9, 10 years ago, where they actually, the Muslims had their kids inside of their schools in that city singing songs in their native tongue, not learning English, not singing in English. They're not here to assimilate. They're showing you that with all their religious garb on, talking about how they're going to basically decapitate the infidels. What they're teaching their kids in America is to make war against America. Well, they're teaching your kids in public schools, shame on you if that's where they're at, to be a bunch of effeminate pansies, to stand down and to welcome everybody. You're bringing judgment upon yourselves. I want to show a couple more videos to you just to basically, again, get this aside so I don't have to regurgitate this again tomorrow. If you guys don't want to share this information with your friends, that's on you, not on me. And I'm not, hey, folks, I'm zeroed out. I'm zeroed out with what people are used to. I'm zeroed out with people calling it love when it's not love. While they keep their mouths shut and only strengthening the hands of the tyrants within. I'm not, don't call me your friend if you're not doing what you know you should be doing. And if you get mad at me for that, that's on you too, not on me. I'm not going to take your reproach. America, you're in trouble in a big way. You're being robbed by the current administration in a big way. The crimes that they're committing against innocent people, Americans are accomplices of those crimes against those innocent people. Do you not understand the military-aged men that are infiltrating your country in sleeper cells that former FBI John Guandolo is telling us of are in our own backyard today? And they're there for a reason. And I want to say this. To all of those that are infiltrating America for the purpose of taking down the infidel, they should probably do a little homework on their behalf to understand who they're working for too, because they're being used as a political battering ram. See, they want revenge on the American people for what our military has been used concerning what we have done to their countries. And what am I talking about? Just go back to the Iraq War. It was sold to us on the weapons of mass destruction, only to find out after Halliburton made $34.5 billion off of stealing the Iraqis' oil and selling and killing over a million innocent Iraqis. They came back and said there was no weapons of mass destruction. And the American people gave them a pass. They said, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Even when the general told you what it was about. But I'm just here to tell you, folks, this all goes back to the devil. But I'll tell you what, the minions that are responsible for all of this that's going on a worldwide basis, the people on a worldwide basis need to wake up and hold them people accountable. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about those that are hiding behind the Muslims, those that are hiding behind the Americans, those that are hiding behind and creating all of this division among the people. It needs to stop. We need to stand on the righteous, on the side of righteousness, where the Lord said he would work with those people. We need to quit taking it for people or for face value coming from radical leaders that are appointed, like the ones I just highlighted now, that are there to what? Create more war. These guys that I'm highlighting right now, these are the ones that are being used. The media is giving them all the exposure that they need. They're the ones that are being used to create more domestic insurrection. I'm not creating for that kind of war. I'm not advocating for that kind of war, forgive me. I'm advocating for a spiritual righteous war, and again, reformation, and holding the guilty accountable for their crimes. And what's worse is the guilty are right in front of us all day long. And guess who they are? Those that like to be called world leaders, those that are trying to sell you that they're God's people, you better understand, they're not talking about the God of the Bible. They're committing their acts out right in front of your faces. And they want you to believe they're the victims. These are the same people that have used the sodomites to bring in the Muslims. It'll go on. And let me ask you this. When it's all said and done and there's nobody left, you know who's going to be sitting there laughing at the people? The enemy. Because nobody wanted to take heed. I remember seeing a commercial. It's on one of those Christmas carols that we watch every year. Fantastic. From the 1930s. And it's a bunch of little animals, and they noticed that the men were warring against each other, and they were killing each other. And it was a video about World War II. And then it showed the last two men shooting at each other, and they both pulled the trigger, and at the same time, they killed each other, and then they fell under the water, and you could see all the blood rise. This was a commercial a cartoon in the 1930s and 40s. And then an owl lands, and it stops, and it goes to the Bible. And then it goes to the Ten Commandments. And then it goes to the Sixth Commandment, thou shalt not murder. You know what just blows me away more than anything? How people, on the behalf of their lying governments, will pick up a weapon to go kill somebody they never met a day in their life. If you have not read Smedley Butler's War is a Racket, it's super easy to read. It's super short. It's like 65 pages. You'll get 10 pages into it and say, oh, no way. I'm not partaking with that. Folks, it's the corporations working together with the military-industrial complex and corrupt politicians that are creating the wars that are profiting from the blood of those that die and what it is that they steal. And what's even worse is the bad guys are funding both sides of the war. How about the people on a worldwide basis unite and deal with them people? That's what I'd like to see. I'd very much like to see it. Matter of fact, I'll be a part of that one. It's what I say all the time, and it coincides perfectly with this. If the politicians want a war, then let's send them. They're creating all of this mayhem. The spin doctors are creating all of this confusion by design. Are things getting worse, Americans? Viewers, listeners, are things getting worse or are things getting better? No, they're getting worse, just like the Lord said that they would. I want to show you a couple more videos here, and then we're going to call it a day. This is Google Earth. This is the top 10 most Muslim states in America. I said 10. Just so you don't get me wrong, I said 10, and I want you to see this and listen to this.
10 most Muslim states in USA 2024. Part 3, number 4, Maryland. The Muslim population in Maryland, totaling 188,914 and making up 3.1% of the state's population, experienced rapid growth in the latter half of the 20th century due to immigration from countries like Pakistan and Bangladesh. Today, this diverse community includes various races, ethnicities, and sects. Maryland is home to numerous mosques and Islamic centers, such as the Islamic Society of Baltimore, ISB, the Muslim Community Center, MCC, and the Islamic Center of Maryland, ICOM, which serve as hubs for worship, education, and community activities. Number 3, New Jersey. New Jersey, with a Muslim population of 321,652, accounting for 3.5% of its total population, hosts a diverse Muslim community, including Asian, Arab, and African Americans. Since the establishment of the first mosque in the early 20th century, many more have been founded. Prominent mosques and centers include the Islamic Society of Central Jersey, ISCJ, the Islamic Organization of North America, IONA, and Masjid al-Nur of Patterson, serving as key places of worship and community activities.
Okay, so that was just a couple. Who's got the highest Muslim populations? California. Maryland, as you just seen. Massachusetts. These are strategically being placed where they're colonizing. Guandolo, former FBI, says that these mosques have a militant underbelly. Well, what are they teaching in the Quran? To kill the people in the countries that they're possessing. Okay, Michigan has a high population. Dearborn, again, New Jersey, as you just seen. New York has a huge Muslim population. Pennsylvania, Minnesota. This is all by design by their governors. Okay, with the help of federal government. Illinois is another one. Virginia is another one. Arizona is now becoming another one. Texas is another one. They're having huge issues there. How is all of this happening with and in the states of those that are claiming to be the conservatives and the conservative governors? Don't sit there and talk about this unconstitutional nonsense about the left and the right, because it's happening in both states that they're selling you as the blue and the red states. It shows you they're working together, right? And the Lord is having his way. Absolutely, he is. I also had another video here of showing you that this fraud that I highlighted last week, where I highlighted the fact that instead of the people bringing justice, they get more injustice, and here comes more. And we were talking about the said individual, namely this Fatah, who is been busted for voter fraud and ballot fraud, forgive me, and taxpayer-funded $500,000 graft payoff to Somalia, who said that white people are the problem, okay? White people are the problem. You know who was going on the front of helping him get the nomination? The Minneapolis mayor, a sodomite. You see how this works? Okay? Just the minute you begin to disobey the Lord, you got it coming. You got it coming. Well, there was one person that wasn't also named in this racket who has profited from this $250 million fraud, outside of the fact that we knew that Keith Ellison was already overseeing it because he was busted on audio and video, and we showed you that on Saturday as well. But guess who was a part of this whole scam as well? You ready for this? It's real short.
Stealing money, that you're laundering all the money, all this COVID pandemic relief funds are going straight into the pockets of these individuals, not to mention they were in support as well of Ilhan Omar's campaign. And just when you thought
this story couldn't
get any worse, we're seeing the ringleader now going down guilty on all charges, being found guilty by the jurors after just 5 hours of deliberation. This coming after 5 weeks of testimony, 5 weeks of information being given to the jurors. Took them only 5 hours to find these individuals guilty. Check this out.
Joining us at 4, I'm Rena Sargentopoulos. We're following some breaking news right now. In the last hour, a jury has found the ringleaders of the largest pandemic aid scam in the country guilty on all charges. Lou Ragus joins us now live from court.
Okay, and by the way, this is Tim Wallstate, who is a sodomite. We see the crimes that he's committed in Nebraska and what he's doing here in the state of Minnesota. Again, so the Lord has given us the heads up that if you don't want to deal with this, this is what's coming behind it. Well, this is what's coming behind it is now doing what's coming behind it the best way that they can do it. And they're doing it, friends, and they're using people that they can use as fall guys and the fall girls concerning the crime. Tim Walz hasn't been implicated, though everybody knows it. Same thing with Keith Ellison, even on audio, the smoking gun in hand. And now Ilhan Omar. It's also interesting to note that we heard little to nothing about Ilhan Omar profiting from this scandal. Out of the 47 that were perpetrating this crime that were used by the powers that I just highlighted, 46 of them all had Muslim names. Okay? Why is Ilhan Omar in office still? Why is Keith Ellison still in office? Why is Tim Walz still in office? Why are any of these states that have mosques in them, why are they still in office, friends? Because money speaks, right? And they've sold the American people out. Let's listen to the rest of this, and we're going to conclude the show.
With the latest, Lou.
Rena, the jury needed just 5 hours of deliberation. That is 1 hour for each week of testimony they heard during this trial for Amy Bach and Salim Saeed. Bach, the alleged mastermind of the Feeding Our Future fraud scheme. She's the former executive director. Evidence in the trial showed that she signed and submitted every single count for reimbursement, certifying that the number of meals claimed to be served to children was correct. The evidence also showed that Bach signed every reimbursement check all the millions and millions of dollars paid out to these meal sites. Salim Saeed was one of the first and biggest participants in the fraud scheme. He used to own Safari Restaurant in South Minneapolis. Once they joined the meal program in April 2020, right at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, within weeks, they were claiming to serve 6,000 kids every single day. Both of these defendants took the witness stand, and both of them told stories that the jury did not believe. They convicted these two on a total of 28 counts.
Hey, folks, someone had to oversee this ring. Are you listening? Someone had to oversee this.
And more. Now, after the verdict today, we heard from Assistant U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson. He has led the prosecution of this case from the very beginning, as well as the attorney for Amy Bach, Kenneth Udoy Bach. Let's take a listen to what they had to say.
Beating our future case has come to symbolize the problem of fraud in our state. It has become the shame of Minnesota. Hopefully, today's verdict will help turn the page on this awful chapter in our state's history.
I'm disappointed. I didn't anticipate it.
Takiya, they lie when necessary for Islam.
And the amount of evidence in this case, I cannot imagine how they would have gone through it. Looks like their minds were made up earlier.
Now, that last statement by Udoy Bach that they must have had their minds made up earlier, I know that's something that anyone who's given 5 or 6 weeks of their life...
Well, folks, the question that needs to be begged here is, someone had to oversee this operation. This wasn't like 47 people getting together and say, hey, let's do this. If that was the case, folks, then how was it that Keith Ellison was the first one implicated along with Ilhan Omar? I mean, this is, and you know what's crazy? There's no justice. There's none. I want to reiterate this. I've had interaction over and over and over again with these representatives, and I know that some of them listen to me every day. You need to listen to me. You swore an oath to stand up against this. You have provision in the Constitution to impeach and prosecute for the known crimes. The Lord brought them to the light, Professor. Now start doing your job. And the fact of the matter is, you know what they do, friends? They look at me with a smirk on their face like it'll go nowhere. And as I said, and I've said it 3 times over the last couple days here on the radio, their job has now become, and their duty has now become, in seeing their courage and doing their job, is to merely tell their constituents why they're being assaulted by those that they call the left. And they do nothing. I'm not here pointing my finger at what they're not doing. I'm taking responsibility and I'm doing what they're not doing. I'm making people aware all over the country as to who's doing the attacking here. Okay? And I'm giving you the answers that the Word of God brings forth over and over and over again. If you don't keep my commandments and my judgments and bringing judgment upon the heads of the guilty lawfully, they're going to sweep you away. They're going to sweep you away. What I see happening in this country from the top to the bottom is shameful. And you know what's coming from? The professors. The professors. Absolute joke. I am so tired of people saying, well, if the Christians would do so and so. No. You got to understand something. That's not a Christian. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Okay? That's a Christian. The one that actually practices what he preaches. The one sitting on the sidelines, they're spectators. If they had the Spirit of God, I can tell you this right now, they'd be led. The word means driven. They wouldn't be sitting there. They wouldn't need to listen to somebody tell them to get busy. They don't need to be told that. They're busy. They're busy. You don't have to tell a real, genuine, Spirit-filled Christian what he's supposed to do because he's already doing it. And if you're not, where's the Spirit of God? Read Colossians 1:29. We'll talk to you in 23. In all sincerity, for those that are in the fight with me, love you by what I do. 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you in 23. See you.